For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Holiday season, Christmas, not a lot of plays. Families go to movies, and
you've been to one. I did. I was invited to the preview of the film version of Fences, August Wilson's Fences, the first major Hollywood treatment of one of the August Wilson plays. August Wilson, of course, the great African-American playwright who wrote a cycle of plays, one for each decade of the 20th century, African-American experience of the 20th century. And the most successful of these was Fences, which was his reworking of Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman, coming from a different angle, whereas Willie Loman feels the betrayal of the loss of the American dream. Troy feels that he's been blocked from access to it at all. He'd been a Negro League baseball player who was born too soon for the Jackie Robinson phenomenon, who is bitter about what he's been denied and jealous of the success of anyone younger, including his own son. And Buffalo has been particularly interested in this film adaptation because Stephen McKinley Henderson, emeritus of the University of Buffalo, is recreating his Broadway performance as Troy's friend Bono. He'd gotten a Tony nomination for playing it on Broadway.
Well, before we talk about the movie, let's talk about the play. Now, I gather you've seen Fences more than once.
I've seen it a number of times. I saw the original production with James Earl Jones and Mary Alice, with Courtney Vance, people don't remember, as the son, but then subsequently saw it at the Pasadena Playhouse, where it was Lawrence Fishburne and Angela Bassett. That's about 10 years ago, 1992, Stephen McKinley Henderson played Troy at Studio Arena Theater and was wonderful, previous to him doing it a couple of years ago where he played Bono on Broadway, which I also saw. So a number of times.
Now, did you see Denzel on stage?
Yes, I saw Denzel Washington and Viola Davis.
So, well, what happens? I mean, there have been a number of great plays that have made great movies. One of my favorites is Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? But I mean,
typically for Hollywood, the Broadway performers do not recreate their Hollywood roles. Uta Hagen did not make the film of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, and they were able to open that up. Mike Nichols, who directed that, and filmed it on the Smith College campus. It begins with Martha and George walking home from the party, having the conversation, and they open it up. But no, two big Hollywood names. In fact, at the time, the two biggest Hollywood names. I think the difference here, well, James Earl Jones was too old to do the film, but Denzel Washington was a Hollywood name and had done it on Broadway. Viola Davis by now has a reputation, and they were able to make the film with them.
Well, how'd it go? So you've seen them on stage.
Yes.
Now you see them on the big screen.
Well, I think that what this film will be praised for is for preserving these remarkable Tony Award-winning, and in this case of Steve Henderson, nominated performances. What some may have difficulty with is the literalness of the adaptation. But I think that they were self-consciously trying to preserve the language of August Wilson. The people involved in this film are disciples of August Wilson, that Tony Kushner was originally supposed to do the adaptation, Angels in America, Tony Kushner. He's now credited as co-producer, and they are crediting August Wilson with the script. There are a couple of scenes in the garbage truck. There's a scene in the bar, a couple of scenes at the workplace, but mostly, as in the play, it is confined to the backyard of the house. They've moved a few scenes inside of the house, but mostly just as it was staged.
But that's not what Hollywood usually does. And we're not saying Hollywood is bad here. You don't have to talk about something. You can actually go there.
Well, sure. In fact, I interviewed Garson Kanin once, and he had felt that even though Judy Holliday won an Oscar for recreating her Broadway performance in his play Born Yesterday, he felt that it would have been a better film if they had opened it up into the city of Washington. Still a beloved film for that performance. Mm-hmm. And we are lucky to have that performance preserved on film. And that's the case in with Fences as well. It is a beautiful film, more talk than we're accustomed to in a Hollywood film. But I think that that's a decision, a calibration. And if you think of performances that are lost entirely, I think that the main one, people don't know who Catherine Cornell even was today, because The Green Hat was done with Greta Garbo, Little Women was done with Katharine Hepburn, The Letter was done with Betty Davis. We have nothing of Katharine Cornell except a little snippet of her doing a speech from Romeo and Juliet in Stage Door Canteen. That's it. But we are lucky to have this film. It is a lovingly beautiful film, and it preserves these astonishing performances. I think we can expect some Oscar nominations.
So in general, this opens on Christmas Day?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, well, as they say, you check your local listings.
Right, Fences.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.